Hi, and welcome back to Reinforce the Horse. My name is Jason. Today, I'd like to talk about a whole lot, but I'm going to try to keep it as short and sweet as possible. There has been a lot of like really sort of awesome things going on in my personal life and journey, and that of my family, my immediate family especially. And a lot of times in my 4+ decades of life, I have believed in this word called coincidence. And today, I don't believe in coincidences at all. In fact, I think a better way of putting it might be synchronicities or resonance, vibrations, matching of vibrations, what have you. There's been an unfolding of things the more I go within and just be still and quiet by myself, be it in meditation or yoga practices, or just the other day I spent a couple hours, I think it was, just staring at this prickly pear cactus that had grown from just two little baby paddles. Now, if you're not in the desert area, you may not know what a prickly pear is. You might want to Google it, but it's a desert cactus that is, its body is formed in these like connected, they're not leaves necessarily, but they're called paddles, and they look like paddles, like that you would paddle a boat or something with, and they're all connected together. And then they usually will have flowers on the top in the spring. And this particular prickly pear was, I watched it grow from, I guess, I don't know if a prickly pear is a baby prickly pear is called a seedling, but I watched it grow from a seedling, really small, and it had two little tiny paddles on it. And it's right in the space that I like to go out in our horse's paddock that is surrounded by other desert plants, namely yucca. And when yuccas grow, they're like these spiny, pokey things that I actually used to hate until moving out here, because every time I would go out hiking or backpacking, it seemed I would get stuck by a yucca. The other cactus I would tend to be able to avoid, but for some reason on the trail, the yucca would always get me. And they have these really, really sharp spiny leaf things on them, and they look like just like a, I don't know, if you ever watched that movie Hellraiser, that back in the day, it kind of like looks like Hellraiser's head. And they're really sharp, but they grow up and then they kind of like fall over and then they grow again. And so in this particular space, there's like two or three, maybe four yucca, and they have grown and fallen over. And then there's this little desert shrub, I don't know what it's called. And it's naturally created this circle. And I've come to find out that circles are often known in a lot of different traditions and belief systems and religions to, you know, be sacred space, or if you're creating a space or an area for you to become more present in or focused, a circle's a good way to go. And this particular circle is naturally made. So, and I just happened to pick this space to sit in, and the prickly pear grew just next to one of the fallen yucca. And I have a post with the picture of it on my Facebook page, but the other day I just sat there and like I meditated in this open eye meditation that I kind of made up myself of just sitting and watching a flower open up. And I don't know if you've ever taken the time to do that. Thankfully, I kind of had the time that day, and it was just a beautiful day, and it was mesmerizing to me. And the sheer beauty and magnitude of the beauty of watching this flower unfold was pretty awesome, or incredibly awesome. And so, I don't know, it's like stopping in, I guess the more I stop and just be in those moments, the more it seems life just takes on this degree of flow. And I've heard this talked about in a number of different ways. One that comes to mind is, I think it's a book called Becoming Superman. Might be misquoting that. It's not coming to mind clearly right now, but he talks about a lot about like the Navy SEALs and how as a team and collective consciousness effectively, like they can tap in collectively to the moment and just be. And there's a lot that I didn't realize that goes into like the mental training and even mindfulness training that SEALs and other like athletes or performers or the people that we think that, you know, at least on the surface, have it all together, at least when they're in the moment of their performances and such. And so I guess I've been experiencing personally a bit more of what I would call the flow state for my life. And the way that unfolds is pretty cool because it creates this level of joy and peace and happiness that I didn't have at any other time in my life that I can remember. And so it's just a really cool place to be. And along this is just pretty much just all connected to love and compassion and taking action on a day-to-day basis. I've been seeing a lot of posts on Facebook about, you know, people just kind of feeling isolated or feeling as if they, you know, just like basically the struggle is real. And I think it feels like to me, and maybe I'm biased because of where I'm at in my life and in my experience and journey, but it just seems like we're shifting as humans and collectively toward more compassion. Like it just seems like a lot of people are so fed up with the way we've been doing business. And I know I am. There doesn't need to be so much like dismay and you know, ickiness in the world, I guess. But this poem that I wrote, it just kind of came to me the other day, as they have been recently. Again, I continue to write almost on average like a daily poem, which still kind of blows my mind. I know I'm not the only one in the world that has experienced this, and it comes in different forms for others, maybe as a song, maybe as a picture that they write or paint. For me, it just happens to be words that I jot down quickly on paper. But this one, I think, really, I was struggling a lot just days ago. So this was written 9 days ago on the 20th of May, 2023. Today's the 29th of May. And I was just feeling, even through all of the positivity and love and joy and everything that I'm feeling as a human recently, I just found myself in sort of a rut this day. And before, you know, kind of getting to this point of being able to understand these feelings and how to navigate them, I would usually go and do like work, be it work out physically or do whatever the day's work calls for, and just kind of immerse myself that way. And looking back, I know that I would do those things in a way that was not portraying my true attitude. And in fact, I would give people the impression that I was always upset or disgruntled or otherwise just like not feeling great in my own skin. But today I'm able to like, because I am human, and like some days I just, my energy just doesn't feel as great as others for whatever reason. And but now I'm so joyful and happy to be able to kind of see those feelings come in and see them for what they are. And what I've learned recently is that they may not even be stemming from me as a person. Maybe they're coming from something or someone else. And maybe, just acknowledging that and just being with how I'm feeling in the moment has allowed me to really just kind of shine light on those areas and just let them be and pass by in their own way and really take something from them. So leading up to writing this poem was the day that I talked about sitting and watching the prickly pear flower unfold. And that was a fantastic day. I felt like incredible that whole day. And I think it was the day after is when I wrote this poem. So it was a drastic shift in my feeling. And I was kind of down in the dumps and having a bit of a pity party for myself. But here's the poem that came out. Do you feel your voice is seldom, if ever, heard? Do you feel fire in your belly, messages held, like a nearly expired candle, the flame ready to kiss your skin? Do you feel lost in the sea of billions, the banquet table full, standing room only, doesn't exist? Do you feel people close, hiding behind screens with other voices being heard, acknowledged? Do you feel one day bliss and another mixed with heaviness, pain somehow creeping in? Do you feel your journey scrambled, confused, unable to understand? Do you feel your very presence is enough, the choice for joy, radiance? Do you feel divine, which is you, something you cannot understand? Do you feel you'll someday rise up, transcend this land, and fall into the arms of abundantly loving grace? So I think you could get the feeling of what I was feeling that day. And toward the end of that poem, just the how within me it kind of, if I could describe it in a way, is kind of like those feelings of negativity were kind of floating by. And I just said, oh, hey, how's it going? And just kind of observed them as they passed. And then not long after that, this idea of my own divinity and everything that I can't understand, and knowing that this life is only but a flash of overall existence, those ideas started coming to mind. And I remember smiling from that. And then I wound up sending an email to somebody that I never met. And, I just shared a bit of the message of the fire in my own belly. And the next few days after that were pretty amazing. And this past week, we had some people come out and film us for an upcoming documentary. It's called Rescued Hearts. And I can post about it. And I've already posted about it. I think everybody, whether you like horses or not, it's going to be a great film coming out in the coming year. And so, anyhow, I hope that you find some encouragement in this. And so thank you for being here and listening. And we have more guests coming up. We've got, I think, three on the calendar and more scheduling as we speak. And so the podcast is starting to take flight. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, or you know somebody who might be a good fit, please reach out to us and let us know. You can get us on Facebook or podcast@reinforcethehorse.com. And we wish you a great day, and we'll see you again soon.